Calling Bank of Cardiff. It's Jeremiah.
Hi,
Hello.
Jeremiah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello.
Yes.
Good, good. I was calling to get more information in regards to your I guess your business loans or working capital loans, that kind of stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Real quick, let me get a. What's a good number to call you back in case we get disconnected?
Sure, my number is 571-238-2001.
01. Okay, yeah, we've been having some issues with our phone, so just in case it drops the call, I'll call you back.
Sure.
571-238-2001.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, here, let me give me 1 second. Do you have that 16-digit code that has a 16-digit number on that flyer?
You know what? It's some. I probably got it like months ago, and I trashed it. So I just remember the name of the company called. I don't have any other information.
No worries. That's quite all right. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
My name is Brittany.
Brittany, okay. And Brittany?
Yes, that is correct.
And what's the name of your company, Brittany?
It is actually my name. It's Brittany Vo, V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, DDS LLC.
Brittany Vo. What was the next one? DDF.
It's a DDS S as in Sam.
So is
and
it
LLC?
So D as in dog.
D as in dog. S as in Sam.
Essence and Sam LLC. Okay. And what is it exactly that you guys do?
I'm a dentist.
Okay. Perfect. Dentist. And let me ask you a few questions before we get started, and then I can answer any questions you might have. How long have you had your... do you have your own practice?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And how long you've been in business for?
In this location, I've been in business, this location about 5.5 years.
Okay.
My previous business was 10 years, so I've been in private practice for about almost 16 years.
Oh, wow. Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you 100% owner there, Brittany?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Okay, so why don't you tell me a little about what you're looking to get, and I can see if I can point you in the right direction there.
Sure. So, I'm in private practice. It's a new startup. I sold up my old practice, opened up a new one here. Now, I'm kind of in a situation where just in the past year, a lot of stuff has happened, and in terms of personal issue, my staffing and everything, so... right now, and I ended up having to use a lot of my credit cards just to kind of pay bills, and a lot of that had to do with, you know, I had a baby last year, and she unfortunately has is critically ill, very ill, so I had to take time off from that, and, you know, being that I'm self-employed, you know, I had the really worst Obamacare insurance, and being that I had other kids, one, I wasn't planning on getting pregnant. Two, and as a result of that, I picked the plan that was the least expensive for me, thinking that all we needed was preventative. But anyway, so all this happened, so I have, like I said, a lot of stuff I had to pay for out of pocket. Then I had a staff member who, while she did not embezzle from me, she didn't submit a lot of the claims for procedures I did. So as a result, stuff that I did work on, I never got paid for. And by the time I found out, it's just the time limit has passed. So I'll just a really bad year that year. And, you know, in a way, it's like I'd rather have her embezzle for me because at least I had insurance to try to cover that, but I can't even do that. So
right.
To make a long story short is that, I'm just looking to kind of get some kind of loan so I can consolidate this so that I can just kind of move on and just, you know, improve my cash flow. And you'll find that for my credit report, I mean, I, other than the amount of debt I have because of reasons I explained to you, excuse me, I have good credit. I've never filed for bankruptcy. I have no liens. I'm never late with any payment. So you'll look at once you look at that aspect of my credit report, it's good. So you know that's an issue there. I can't go through traditional routes because of you know my the amount of money that I owe. But at the same time, I tell them like, look, if I can make the payments on what I owe now. If I consolidate and my payments are less, then it makes sense I would be able to, you know, to pay that. But it just doesn't work that way. So we got, you know, got that issue. And then, you know, in terms of my practice, it's grown well this past year because I took so much time off. It hasn't grown, but like I said, there's a reason for that. But other than that, it is growing. I also have a, you know, a job that I as a W-2, so now I just started that. So I do have a W-2 job to kind of reflect, you know, as income too. So that's kind of where I am now with that. Okay. So I'm just kind of calling around, kind of see what my options are at this point.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. For your practice, what did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year was about $360,000. The previous years, I think it was about $380,000 around there. So it's dropped a little bit last year. Like I said, because I was pregnant.
Sure.
I took, you know, time off for my, you know, my daughter who, you know, like I said, is really sick. Mm-hmm. So that was the reason why it dropped. And also, you know, at the same time is my, you know, the amount that I income that I have was less too because I had that staff member who didn't submit a lot of claims. And I'm thinking I probably lost about $30,000 to $50,000 and stuff that was never submitted because
oh man,
to this
that's
day,
tough.
I don't know why. Yeah, so it's just a kind of a confluence of just kind of bad stuff happening, and so you know I'm getting control of that. My daughter is stable. She still needs some, you know, other issues to address, but the critical part is over. So I'm kind of back focused, you know, the practice. And like I said, I do have also a W-2 job. I do consulting with a major insurance company, and I've actually been with them for 3 years, but I was working as a contractor part-time, and, you know, they brought me on as full-time. So, you know, I work from home, and I work, you know, flexible hours, so I have that additional income to show in terms of cash flow on that, too. So, like I said, it's something that I other than the amount of debt, a debt-to-income ratio, I do have good credit.
Okay, that's good. Let me ask you this. Do you have any current, like, loans out? Besides credit cards, do you have any, like, actual loans out?
I do. And that's the thing. I do have a first position for my equipment and everything when it opened with Wells Fargo. I do have a... the second with BHG, which that I would like to try to consolidate if possible, only because, you know, they charge a, you know, crazy amount of interest, and it's just at that time, several years ago, about a year and a half into me opening a startup, you know, I just needed some working capital to update my, you know, my practice, fix things up and everything like that. So I do have it with them, yes.
Okay, and what's the name of that company you said?
It's a Bankers Health Group.
Bankers Health Group?
Yes,
Okay, and what do you owe on that one?
I'll have to check with him, but my guess is between 80 and 90,000.
Okay, 80 to 90,000. Okay. When did you take that one out?
I'd say February of 2012. I mean, not February, December of 2012.
December of 2012. So I'm guessing you probably just kept renewing that one.
No, that's a fixed term loan.
Oh, it's a fixed
And I
term.
didn't renew that. It's just, well, I think how they do their loans is that the first few years I'm just paying interest. So that's and then it's just after, so then everything then will apply toward the principal. So it's a 7-year loan. But that's why I didn't, all these years, not a whole lot was knocked off of that because of
Yeah.
that, but that is a fixed term.
What is your monthly payment on that?
2,000, 2,300.
2,300, okay. Perfect. Okay. So with our loans, we're definitely more of a shorter term type of loan. We're able to get you terms anywhere from 3 to 36 months. Most of my customers are anywhere between 18 to 24 months, to be honest with you. So it is shorter term. We don't have what's called an APR. We have what's called a payback, a total payback. So for example, if you borrow a certain amount, there's just a certain amount you have to pay back. There is no interest rate like the one you have right now where you're just paying interest only and then you eventually get down to principal. We don't annualize an APR. Okay, so we just have a total payback amount that you'd have to pay. Payments can be anywhere from daily, weekly, or monthly payments. We do have multiple options. And based off your, it's primarily based off your sales. So with you telling me that you did 360K last year, I can get you anywhere from 36 to maybe 60,000. You know, is that an amount that you could use or is that too little? How
So
does
you
that
don't have
sound?
a, when I'm looking at your website, your working small business working capital loans. So that's what you call your working capital loans. Is
Correct.
that?
Well, in yours, yeah, that's our working capital loans, correct.
Yeah, because I remember in the mail that you guys sent out a while ago, it just said something about pre-approved for like 150,000. So I mean
Correct.
that's a little misleading in terms of what you're telling me now. So
Well, and
not the same.
it could you could be approved for that. But just talking to you and getting a little bit of information, I'm kind of lowballing the number. Just in case it's not the full 150. It could be where, you know, we look at everything and your credit is good and your sales are good and they give you higher than what I'm quoting you. I'm just kind of giving you a guesstimate just based off the answers you have been giving me. Right? So you're telling me you did around 360K. I just with my experience in the past with my other previous customers, I was able to get anywhere between 10 to 15% of their gross annual sales. You
So
know?
you guys don't take it in consideration like income, like not just the sales, but income. So like my income from my other job as a W-2, I mean that's not, you don't take that in consideration too in terms of the amount I'd have to be able to pay it back.
No, we don't. And here's the reason why. We give it to you as unsecured. So we don't collateralize anything. We don't get your house. We don't get your car. We don't any of your assets. We don't touch. This money is completely unsecured and you can use it for whatever you like. So you can take the whole 50, 60,000 and pay off debt. You could, you know, help grow your business. You can use it for advertisement, whatever you want to do with it. Okay, are we a little bit more expensive than a traditional bank? I would say yes, absolutely we are. But once again, it's unsecured. It doesn't even show up on your credit report. Okay, so we only work with business owners and businesses. So we don't even work with just regular consumers. You have to have a business to be able to get a loan with us. Okay, now if I was able to get you 30 to 60,000, I mean, could you use that?
I mean, of course I could, but I mean, I just, I'd have to, ideally, I'd want a little more, just to pay everything
Well,
off, but
and
something is better than nothing, but I just want to, and I'll have to look at my other options if there's another a company that I have on my list that I need to call, and I just called you guys first because I just remember your name, and just to see what my options are, so that's kind of where I am right now.
And I totally understand that, but I just want to be upfront with you. You know, I don't want to pull your leg and tell
I know,
you,
I understand.
you know, because a lot of there's other banks out there that'll tell you, oh yeah, we can get you 150, we can get you this, you know, like all I need is this, this, and this from you, and it's just a bunch of lies, right? Because I deal with a lot of people that, you know, they get people that will tell them whatever they want to hear. I don't want to be like that with you. I want to be upfront. I want to tell you this is what I can do for you. This is the amount I can get you. This is the rate you'll probably end up paying it back. Will it work for you? If it's going to hurt your business, I don't even want it. I don't want to go through with it because I don't like when we put people in a bad situation, right? It's just it's not okay to do that, right? But if this money is going to help you and it's going to help bring a return and increase your business and make you some money, then it's definitely worth it. If it's not, and it's, you know, you can't do anything with it and it's going to hurt you to pay it back, then it's not a good idea, right? We don't want it. It has to go good both ways.
Yeah, I understand. So, I mean, so how does this, just kind of so I can get an idea of the process, so how does this, if I decide to go through it, what's the process?
Well, it's a very the application process is very simple. What I would need from you is just a short one-page application. I need 6 months of your bank statements. Just to see, you know, what your deposits are coming in there and your debits, and then your most recent tax return to show that you're a legitimate business. And that's all I need. So I know that, you know, most banks you go through, or I'm sure this other, that fixed term loan one you had, there's a lot of documents you have to send and all your full financials. We don't need all that. Right now, all we need is your bank statements, this application, and a tax return, and I can get you some numbers, okay? So if you want to see what like actual numbers I can get you, and it could be higher than what I quoted you, right? I'm not, you know, don't quote me on those low numbers.
Well, I
I'm
mean,
just
for one, I don't even have my. I have my 2000. I don't have my 2015 tax returns because with all the issues I've had, I applied for an extension, so I don't
That's
even have
fine.
2015 to give you. I have.
That's fine. That's not an issue. That's not an issue at all. In fact, I would say about 80% of the businesses that I work with don't have their 2015. I think it's just known that most businesses always ask for an extension. So we can use 2014. That's not an issue. The main thing I would need is just that application and the 6 months of the bank statements, which are most recent, and 2014 would work. So if you can get that into me, I can get you an answer in about, you know, anywhere from 24 to 48 hours of some actual hard numbers. Okay. And once I get you these numbers, Brittany, it doesn't mean you're accepting anything, right? It doesn't mean you have to take it, but it's there. So you can have maybe, you know, a few days to think about it. And then you're like, you know what, Jeremiah, I could use this money to help my business with this and start making money and start paying you guys back. Let's do it. Or you could say, you know what, Jeremiah, this money is not going to do anything for me, but put me in debt. I don't need it.
Yeah. So almost, you guys are almost. It seems to me that this is like a almost like a merchant advance. That's what it is.
Well, we're not, we can get you a merchant advance, but we are not like that. No. Because of the fact that we have so many different programs, right? So we do have different types. We do all types of loans. We do equipment loans, right? Where it's more of your traditional loan where we can get you a single digit interest on those types of loans. And we do have, you know, regular standard fixed 5-year term loans, but those are going to be people who have excellent credit, right? I haven't seen your credit. That's what I'm saying. You could probably qualify for that. So I don't know. I'm just shooting off, you know, numbers in the dark just based off what you're telling me, right? So I could come back at you once you get me the documents and I could say, "You know what, Brittany? You qualify for the top tier programs. This is what I can get you." And you could love the terms, or you could, you know, based on your credit and your business, if it's not what it is, then I can only get you what I can get you.
Okay, well, let me get your number, and then I kind of let me think about it and see,
Absolutely.
because my concern is it being such a short term. You borrow my money on me. I don't know how that's gonna. I don't want to hurt my cash flow. That's the problem. So.
Absolutely, and but that's the thing. If you're gonna take this money, and if it increases your business, right? If it's gonna help your cash flow, and you just need to get through. You know, I don't know how many months. Let's say you take a 1-year term loan. And, you know, can you get your business back on track within a year? Can you do that? I mean, do you see that happening? Is that possible?
Yeah, but I don't want to say for sure. I mean, I want to give myself some leeway that, you know,
sure.
I'd rather get a longer term, and then if, you know, the case where I can pay it off early, get to pay it off early versus being kind of, you know, stuck in kind of that situation. So
let's do this. So if I had $60,000 and we did it on 24 months, 2-year term, that's $2,500 payback without any type of, I guess you'd call it interest on top. Is $2,500 reasonable to pay back? Could you manage that? On a $60,000 loan in 2 years.
$2,500 times. Well, then you've got. I mean, you guys are going to ask for. I've got to pay more than that because that's just the flat 60. I mean.
Right, yeah, but we're talking a difference of maybe a few hundred bucks. But so if you can afford the $2,500 by itself, then we might be a good fit. If you can't afford even just that $2,500. Then there's no point in even talking to us, right? So if $2,500 is manageable, then we might be a great fit for you because we're talking maybe a difference of a few hundred bucks, you know, on top of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just get your information and then, you know, kind of think about it and then follow up with you probably in the next few days.
Sure. Yeah. And let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 858-381.
Okay.
4851. And what's a good email for me to send you our application?
It is Brittany, BRITTANY, L as in Lion, V as in Victor, @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do for you, Brittany. I got BRITTANYLV @yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, Larry Victor @yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to send you the application, and I'm also going to send you a short list of documents that I would need. I want you to, you know, think about it and see if you can, first of all, manage that $2,500 a month. If that's manageable to you and you think, you know, okay, I could probably afford that and it's not going to stress your business, then give me a call back or send in those documents and I'll work on getting you the approval.
Okay.
And then we can talk hard specific numbers. And like I said, we'll have a few different options for you. So it's not just going to be, Brittany, this is what you're approved for. You have to take this or leave it, right? You're going to definitely come back and say, you know what, I can't. That's too much money or that's not enough money or I need a longer term. We're going to work with you. You know, we want to be able to we want to get you this money. We just want to make sure you're in a right situation and for both parties here.
Okay. Great.
So I'll send that over in about 10 to 15 minutes, and maybe I'll follow up with you in a few days.
Sure, sounds good.
Okay, Brittany, appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.